Today FM with Al Porter.
You have been texting in to play Celeb vs. Pleb, and I can't believe she is waiting for our call. It's time for this. Oh my God. Okay, well, it is time now for my favourite part of the week. It is our controversially named quiz, Celeb versus Pleb, where we pit a celebrity from our phone book up against one of our lucky listeners. Now, we've had Jack Whitehall go head-to-head with his dad, Michael, but now today, she's an innovator, a Brit Award winner, a style icon, in my opinion, an actress, and she's a mum. It's the one and only Paloma Faith! Hey!
Hi.
Paloma, how are you?
I'm really good. This sounds so exciting. I've not heard your show before, and this sounds like it's totally up my street.
We've been playing the new songs, but I hear there's lots of kind of collaborations on the album. Who was your favourite person?
I think, like, the one that was a bit pinch myself was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't really believe that when I read it. Like, is it you singing and he's like, I'm sick of these mother effing snakes on this, you know what I mean?
No, he's speaking, he's reading something. But it's kind of like quite moving what he's saying. Mm. And you listen to his voice. Like, as soon as you hear him speak, you immediately recognise it.
Yeah.
He's quite commanding.
How did you make the connection, or had you met before, or...?
Yeah, we met because he's got a charity and I helped with that. He said, I owe you a favour. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you're from Hollywood. A favour in Hollywood means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It means that I might walk past you next time I see you. And then he sort of stopped me from walking away. I was like, yeah, thanks, and walked off. And he was like, no, honestly, I mean it. I'm a man of my word. If I say I owe you a favour, I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. And then I was like, well, there is something you could do, actually. And then he just, like, came to the studio on his day off from filming.
Oh, my God.
And like, was like, yeah, gave me sort of substantial amount of his time to do
that. That's brilliant. I love that you took him up on the favour, though, as well.
He took longer to do mine. Yeah, he took longer to do mine than he did for Star Trek or Star Wars or
wow.
Whatever he does.
Oh, that's brilliant. So you were saying his stuff is kind of moving. So is he on a kind of political kind of theme track?
No, it's kind of a piece that I wrote before I wrote the album. I wrote like a sort of piece of writing to keep reminding myself what I was trying to say.
Mm.
So he's read a bit of that out, and it introduces the whole record, so it's his voice first.
And so can you give us a clue? Like, I mean, what is the album trying to say?
Well, it's more about, I guess it's like, people keep calling it political, because the moment that you say anything about society, people say political, but I'd say it's with a small p, and I wouldn't probably call it that.
Yeah.
I'd say it's kind of like a social awareness album where I'm talking about compassion, empathy and kindness, and sort of giving a voice to people who are otherwise marginalised in society. And
that's my bag. I'm loving this. Okay. Yeah, loving this.
Are you?
Yeah.
And I just feel like it was a duty of mine, now that I've got a platform, to sort of use my voice to say something for those people who don't have a platform.
I love that.
Exactly, and that's what I'm about. And I feel like we're living in a climate where community is, like, completely on the demise, and I feel worried about it. I feel like it's really important that people look out for each other, check on their neighbours, and sort of come together based on what makes us alike, not what makes us different.
I mean, you kind of hit on it there. I mean, what kind of society do we live in where an album that says, here, maybe we should be kind and look after each other and just look out for one another is political? It's like that people go, oh my God, Paloma, pull yourself back in.
I can't, you mad bitch. I can't open my mouth without being controversial, apparently, because I've come back after all this time off and everything I say has turned into a headline.
I know.
It's like, it's like, oh my God, she said this. And it's like, no, I'm just saying what genuinely people are saying day to day, like everyone's saying, but no one says it in public, so it's shock.
No.
But I don't quite get...
That being said, Paloma, that being said, this quiz is called Celeb versus Pleb. Now, that's with my tongue firmly placed in my cheek. So would you like to meet...
The problem is yeah. I am a pleb celeb.
So. That's me as well. On a much lower scale on the celeb side, by the way. But yeah, so we've got three plebs now basically on the air. Me, you, and a lovely person called Freya Dawn. Hello, Freya.
Thanks for that, Al. Hiya.
Freya.
Hi, Freya.
Hello, Paloma. So excited to be talking to you. And my daughter absolutely loves you, so.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're a huge Paloma fan, aren't you, Freya?
Absolutely. Yeah, love her to bits. Oh, it's really, really exciting. I saw you in the Ivy Gardens a couple of years back. So.
Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Are you coming in March? I'm going on tour in March.
Hopefully. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, no. If you win, you will be.
If you win, so.
All right. Now, Freya, I'm going to make your specialist topic be anything cake related because I believe you make wedding cakes for a living, yeah?
As a sideline alley, I work in HR, but I've been doing wedding and birthday cakes there. I've been doing for a couple of years. So.
Okay. And Paloma, I know that you know a good bit about Chrissy Teigen, so I'm going to put that as your specialist topic.
I don't know anything about Chrissy Teigen.
Well, that's not what they've told me here in studio, so you're doing it. Now, Freya, you get a head start because I'm going to make Paloma go first, all right?
Okay.
Paloma, are you ready?
Before we start, can I just say that all I know about Chrissy Teigen is that I really think she's a lovely person.
Well, you talk about her a lot.
I've spoken about her once.
Well, that's
anyway.
The only article I read.
See, you've obviously done some great research leading up.
No, obviously not. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the eldest brother, Liam or Noel Gallagher?
Noel.
Cravings is Chrissy Teigen's new book. What kind of book is it?
Cookbook.
Now you see. Which TV soap is set in Albert Square?
EastEnders.
Yorkie Poo and Labradoodle are types of?
Dog.
What is the capital city of Finland?
Helsinki.
Rory McIlroy is best known for what sport?
I have no bloody idea.
You actually did all right there. How many did you get there? 5 out of 6. All right, that's not bad at all, Paloma. And you got the Chrissy Teigen one, like, right straight off the bat, just saying. Freya, are you ready?
I'll try my best.
Okay, Freya, let's see if you can get those tickets and do better than 5. Finish the TV show title, 50 Ways to Kill Your...
Mother.
Only Love Can Hurt Like This is a song by what singer?
Paloma Faith.
Tremor is a town in which county?
Watford.
In baking, Genoise? What's that? Genoise is a type
of... sponge.
Well, I didn't know that myself.
Genoise.
Who is the host of The X Factor?
Dermot O'Leary.
Which Irish county is known as the Kingdom?
Kerry.
Who plays Mrs. Brown?
Brendan O'Carroll.
You won! You got it! You have won a pair of tickets to see Paloma Faith live in the Tree Arena.
Oh, I'm so happy. That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to see you, Paloma. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I can't wait for the concert.
Freya, talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Al. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paloma.
Wow.
You lost, but at least she got tickets to see you on the 24th of March in the Three Arena.
I'm pleased. I'm a bit of a loser. I'm used to it. Bye.
I hope this hasn't been a weird interview.
You can't get weirder, quite frankly, but it's wonderful.
Than a panto dame doing a quiz about Chrissy Teigen in Ireland. I know it's a bit weird, but thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you on The X Factor. Are you going to be on this Sunday?
Yeah.
Looking forward.
And actually, the other night, last night I was out and I saw Simon Cowell and he absolutely put loads of pressure on me and made me feel so nervous about Sunday when
aww.
I wasn't really... He came up to me and he said, Paloma, this performance could make or break your career.
Tell him to F off.
I was like, Simon... No pressure, then.
That is so unfair. But the new album, The Architect, is out on the 27th of November. And then you've got the Three Arena on the 24th of March. So, look, sorry, 17th, not 27th, I can't read. 17th of November, The Architect. Paloma, you're just amazing. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. I'd love to do it again.
Oh, I love you. Okay, well, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. Paloma Faith, everybody. Today FM with Al Porter. FM.